With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation underway at this hour in Los Angeles. That after three sheriff's deputies killed this morning in an accidental explosion that occurred as officers were transporting ordinances. Wide-ranging sanctions imposed on Russia for its outgoing war in Ukraine. European Union and Britain today ramping up pressure on Moscow over the war, targeting Russia's energy sector, shadow fleet for aging oil tankers, and military intelligence service with some new sanctions.
Over 400 vessels have now been targeted in total. On top of that, a new import ban was imposed to try and close a loophole that Russia's using to indirectly export crude oil via other countries. The EU also targeted the Nord Stream pipelines between Russia and Germany. The pipelines aren't operational, but the aim is to discourage would-be investors. Russian energy giant Rosneft's refinery in India was hit as well. I'm Lorne Cook in Brussels.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem hinting at possible changes to the TSA's liquid restrictions on airline passengers.
It could mean finally parting from the current rules that have limited liquids in carry-on bags. Noem's remarks signal that a potentially larger shift in airport security measures adopted after 9/11 is on the way and follow the TSA's recent change to let travelers keep their shoes on at checkpoints. Experts say that newer scanners are better at detecting explosive liquids. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Turning into a rough day on Wall Street right now. Dow Industrials have dropped more than 215 points. Trading has been heavy. S&P 500 is down 6 points and NASDAQ is off 14. This is SRN News. Oh, the governor of New Hampshire vetoes some family-friendly bills.
Republican Kelly Ayotte has rejected measures that would have allowed parents to challenge pornographic books in the public schools and opt their kids out of mandatory vaccines with a religious exemption. The governor also vetoed legislation that would have kept males out of female restrooms and locker rooms and off of girls' sports teams in the schools. She also killed a bill that would have required students to learn about life in the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he's convinced he has convinced the Coca-Cola company to begin using only cane sugar in their drink instead of corn syrup, and that will make things a bit easy on Orthodox Jews during Passover. Orthodox do not eat corn during the annual celebration and had to forego Coca-Cola or else seek out bottles of the limited-run kosher version during that time. This is SRN News. A man is charged with reckless endangerment in New York.
It came after the contents of his van triggered a hazmat situation in Manhattan earlier this week. Officials say the van was hauling a food cart that came loose, causing it to crash into another vehicle in Hell's Kitchen. Police noticed a strong smell of gas, but the driver tried to get rid of his keys so that he wouldn't have to open the van. Firefighters forced entry into the van and found 76 20-pound propane cylinders and 15 5-gallon fuel containers for a total of 75 gallons of gas and 10 gallons of diesel. The case has been handed over to the Manhattan DA's office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern in merger talks to create the largest railroad in North America. It would connect the East and West Coast. Within the industry, there has been some debate over where such a merger would be approved by the Surface Transportation Board. More details at srnnews.com.